Perfect Great Mission is driven by a sense of urgency in the face of challenges and obstacles. Nevertheless, we aren't giving up. Of course, you're going to learn more in this section as our speaker tends to educate us more on the topic, the urgency of a great mission. Join me as we make welcome our one and only Pastor Joel Okey.
Today, a lot of things are going on in the name of missions and evangelism. Yet, the real missions work is receiving little or no attention. You will see some buses with the bold inscriptions on them, evangelism, that are not being used for evangelism. Missions that they are not using for missions. Yet, when you look at the budget of the church, money spent on missions, you will see several millions. But today we will see the urgency of great commissions. Introduction. There is something in the military called the rules of engagement. One of these rules of engagement is obey the last command. Every Christian is a soldier. Do you agree with me? And what is the last command of our Father, the Master? Let's see the scriptures. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe how many things? Including the way they wear clothes as Christians, including how to talk, how to comport ourselves, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, go ye is still a command. No one can claim to be a true Christian until he has positively responded to this command. Soul winning is not an option in Christendom. It is a command. Therefore, today, we will see the urgency of this command. Please follow me as we explore the urgency of grace mandate called the Great Commissions. What is a mandate? A mandate is a definite instruction or a command or an assignment. A mandate is usually delivered by higher authority to a person or a group of people. And a mandate is something that must be done because one is commanded to do it. Something is urgent when it is too pressing to permit of any delay at all. Something is urgent when it ought to be already done. Therefore, urgent mandate is an assignment or a commission that is too pressing to permit of no longer delay. And therefore, it must be hurriedly done. Look at this. We want to study the Bible quickly. Matthew 28, 1 to 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was an earthquake. For the angel of the Lord, don't worry, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. If you read this account in the book of Mark, when this woman, after buying a very costly ointment, they wanted to go and anoint their dead Lord, Jesus. And they were contemplating, we are women, we are not having power, who will roll this stone away for us? Only to get to the place, the stone has been rolled away by an angel. And that angel sat upon it, looking for one idiot that would question him. Let me tell you something today. When you decided to do the will of God, God has also settled it to accomplish you and accomplish with you in whatever you are doing. I remember when I was on campus, I was going from our school. I was going from my brother's place. I got to Shogbo. I was to enter vehicle going to our school. And I wanted to preach inside that vehicle. How will I preach fluently in Yoruba? How will I do it? I said, okay, let me start. And I started in English. Somebody I was meeting inside the vehicle that we were not coming from the same place took it up and he was interpreting for me. I got to the campus gate. Listen to me. I got to the campus gate. I alighted. The person continued his journey. It was in the night. See, today, we've never met and I didn't know him. Therefore, when you decided to work for God, when you decided to do something, because for every true vision, there are vision helpers. God will be raising someone that will help you. Look at it. They were thinking about how to roll the stone. Now, I said, the angel sat on it. After sitting, his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of them, that the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel said, he's not here. For his reason, as he has said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not. For I know you are looking for Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for his reason, as he said, come and see the place. And go quickly. How should they go? How are they commanded to go? And go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. I have told you. When Jesus rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene and other Mary went to the tomb to put spices they have prepared on the body of Jesus Christ. Unknown to them that Jesus has already risen. But the angel they met at the tomb gave them a serious instruction with a stern warning. The angel told them to go quickly. Is it not enough for the angel to tell them to go? How come the angel added the word quickly? In other words, it is not enough to go. When and how they go also matters. There is a serious note of urgency in the mandate delivered to them. They needed to spread the message of his resurrection quickly without delay. There is a word of emphasis in the concluding part of that message. I have told you. When you have a child that is not studying very well and is preparing for WAEC, and you are telling him, I am telling you, and at one point you just changed the way you have been telling him, I've told you. What's the meaning? Which means if that boy or that girl should fail, he should not hold you responsible. Look at it. The statement I told you seems to me like an emphasis and warning at the same time. It means that there will be grave consequences if the woman should delay in delivering the message that is not delivered with urgency. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the nucleus of the gospel. The gospel is a mandate for all believers. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, the gospel requires urgency. Until we believers see it as such, we will not be alive to our responsibilities. Reasons why we need to go urgently. Look at it. Number one, I said, messengers, without messages, they've gone ahead of the truth. There are places you will get to today. When you get there, you will see a lot of white garment churches. They've gone ahead of the truth. I went to one place long ago, after Elisha Baruba. I was wondering, because I saw these Igbo people. They went there to trade. I saw several people from various places, but I didn't see any missionary there. Only for me to see one man, he said, which one do you want to tell us? We know Christ. We know everything about it. I said, uh-uh. He now said, let me give you some of our books. Guess the books this one went to bring for me. Jehovah Witness books. And he came with so many editions and was telling me, do you also want? You can take as many copies as you want. Messengers without messages. They've gone ahead of the truth. I was in Benin Republic some years ago. And I saw one man, a white man. He said, young man, what are you doing? I said, I'm a missionary, training missionaries. He smiled. He said, you are a missionary? He said, I'm also a missionary. And that was how he embraced me. He embraced me tightly. And he was thanking God for my life. I thank God for your life. I'm also a missionary. I left my country to come and reach Benin with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also a missionary. At the same time, while he was saying that, you know what was going on in my heart? Because he was still embracing me. I was looking for how to detach myself from him. Guess what? The same person that was talking about having burden for Benin Noah was having cigarette in his mouth. You that will not smoke, are you ready to replace him? You that will not smoke, are you ready to replace him? Messengers without messages, they've gone ahead of the truth. And God is waiting for young people like you to come and replace all these old ones that are on the fields that need encouragement. Look at it. If I can give you another example, I went to another mission field. That time, Redeem was not there. And I was trying. What will I do? I got to the church. That was how the church members saw me. They said, you are the one that we preach today. Inside my heart of heart, I wanted to preach in that church. Because I know a lot of things that are going on there. Said, you are the one that we preach. I said, what of the pastor? He said, we will talk later. We will talk. I said, pastor, what's the problem? He said, our pastor is on suspension. Pastor is on suspension. He said, yes. After the end of the service, I called the executive members of that church and we sat down. And some church members waited. They called it church in conference. The pastor was also there. I said, why, sir? Brethren, why is pastor on suspension? They said, ask him. I said, sir, what any problem? He said, ask them. At that point, I know I was having problem because nobody was ready to talk. And I said, you don't talk against a man of God like this, an anointed man. You know what one of them said? Which anointing? And it's in one far Yoruba land in Oyo North. He said, what are you saying? Anointing. He said, ordinary fried oil is not on his head. The way he said it in Yoruba, I could not laugh. You know the way he put it? He said, "Epo gbigba gan o si lori e." And I look at it. I say, "Ah." Now, you that will not do that, I ask, why now? He said, "Ask him. He embezzled our money, 23,000 naira. Don't say, "Ah." Village churches, village church, where the total offering may be 400 or 500 per day, abi per Sunday. And they gather the money to make 23,000. Somebody embezzled it, and you are expecting them to keep quiet. They will not keep quiet. I know you are very decent. You will not steal. But are you ready to replace people like this? Are you ready to replace? Look at it. Now, when they were going, those women, behold, some of the watch came to the city and showed the chief priest all the things that were done, that he has risen. He has risen. And when they were assembled with the elders, they are taking counsel, they gave them last sum of money, saying, "Say ye, his disciple came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the knowledge of the governor, we will persuade him to secure your life." So the watch, they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews till today. And is it true? If those women have gone, if they've gone ahead, and you know women, maybe they were dancing. They were dancing as they were going, saying the disciple came. Why the disciples were still baffling with the euphoria of resurrection of Jesus, the guard has run ahead to the chief priest. The chief priest and the elders bribed the guards and told them lie that his disciple came by night and stole him away while they slept. The guard went away. Eh? Spreading lies, unfortunately. This is what they are still saying to you today in Israel. This is what they are saying. Imagine if the original and correct message had gone ahead of the truth. What do you think would have happened? Eh? The same scenario is playing today. Why the church is baffling with the fury of religious jamboree, messengers without messages, they've gone ahead. The church is busy with theological argument and debates. Messengers without messages are just busy spreading lies. There was a time when it was the era of whether it is normal or scriptural to do IBG or not. You remember? And there was another time when it was the era of whenever you say praise the Lord, some people will say you need to say amen. Some people will say you shout hallelujah. There is one era now. And what is that era? Should we pay tithe? I'm not here to talk about it, but it's biblical. Look at it. Why the church is busy. Few instances of messengers without messages. It's a pity. You will have seen. Look at this one. Who is laying hands here? Eh? When you refuse to go, see the one that has replaced you.
Hey, Manika, hey, Purdi Manika.
When last did you prostrate before your pastor for prayer like that? Look at this one, baffling another person's wife. Look at this one. Churches that have gone ahead of the truth. Look at this man. This man, the husband of all these women, and is the president founder. And instead of them to be fighting, to team up and fight that devilish man, they will be fighting one another and be looking for his favor. mixed multitude behind the pulpit. Look at this one. This thing green, that green inscription you see, we use it to cover something. Otherwise, it would have been an ugly scene. Look at this one. How will you feel if your pastors were dressed like this? This is a woman of God preaching to a congregation. Can you see? Do you know that we have atheist church and church of Satan today? Anything evil is possible and thriving in our generation. Where are we going? Keeping quiet is not the answer. Shaking our heads is not in disapproval is not the solution. Because sympathy is no substitute for action. We need to arise for a positive and deliberate action. Look at it. Certificate of registration for Church of Satan. Messengers without messages, they've gone ahead of the truth. See, worshippers of Satan carrying the symbol of their masters. Mission forces of yesteryears are fast becoming mission fields. All those places, look at this one. They were asking Christian children, in UK, give us a verse of the scriptures. They were just laughing. They are telling them, they don't know it. They don't know. And they were asking Muslim children in the same environment. And those ones, please, can you play it for me?
The name of your God?
Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, okay, people.
So, do you know anything about Jesus? You know Jesus' mama?
No, I forgot.
Jesus' mama?
Stop it.
Look at it. See. Let's leave this one. Leave this one. Look at it. Look at this one. Churches have been sold. Look at another one. Sold. Look at this big church. Sold. Look at this one. Sold. Worst, 10 worst countries for Christians to live. To live in. And are now increasing. Those countries are increasing. North Korea, we are owing a Bible can get you killed. Somalia, we are following Jesus makes you the enemy. Libya, where evangelism is a death sentence. Eritrea, where imprisonment for following Jesus is inevitable. Yemen, where Christians are on extremists, wanted list. Northern Nigeria, where a Christian dies nearly every 2 hours on a daily basis. Pakistan, where every Christian is a second-class citizen. Sudan, where Christians are caught in the crossfire. Iran, where being a Christian is a crime against nation security. Afghanistan, where there are no Christians, indigenous. You see, we need to go urgently because the harvest is rotting. Say John 4:35. Say not ye, there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look unto the field, they are already white for harvest. Jesus made that statement over 2,000 years ago. If the harvest has not been harvested since then, what do you think will have happened? See, look at ordinary marriage. Marriage that used to be a union between a man and a woman for a lifetime companionship to the exclusion of all others has been edited in many former Christian strongholds. Marriage is now a partnership between consenting partners. On account of that, Jack and Jacob can now marry. Janet and Juliet can carry themselves to the altar. And look at the Bible. Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind. It is abomination. Look at 24. Defy not yourself in any of these things. For in all this, the nations are defied, and I cast out before you. Look at it. list of countries where same-sex is legal, is already legalized. Belgium, Canada, Spain, Norway, Sweden, Argentina, Iceland, Portugal. Look at it. Just look at it. All this one, they are doing wedding. Can you see? Who will ever know that these are boys? Transgender, boys turning girls. Can you see? Can you now see why we need... 40 years ago, it was not like this. 35 years ago, it was not like this. Look at it. Some are even marrying animals. This one married this dog. This one married this cat. Look at the wedding certificate. This one married this cow. This one married this dog. Look at it. This one married this cat. This one was caught sleeping with the neighbor's cow. I mean, neighbor's goat. And they persuaded him to marry. And he paid $75 to go and marry. This one married this snake. This man, Mexican male, marries reptiles. Look at crocodile that this one is holding. Do you know that sex is now a sport in Sweden? Can you see sex championship? Can you see sex tournament? You will see the harvest is rotting all over the world. Sweden declare sex as sports. Can you see? Mandate is urgent because wickedness is increasing. Look at it. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are the habitation of the cruelty. The wickedness in dark places are terrible. When we say dark places, places where there is no Christ's presence at all. In all those places, if you see what is going on there, you will pity what Christ died for. And let's look at it. What is the cause? The direction of the church, the bearing of the church, the focus of the church. When I say church, I'm not talking of Redeemed Christian Church of God. I'm talking of church universal. It's so different. There are more or less two parallel lines when it comes to great commissions. A lot of things are beyond description. How will you explain where a woman with 7 month pregnancy, oral formation fields, very close to Ekpe in Lagos State here. She woke up and the pregnancy has disappeared. How will you describe a shrine where they use human blood to mix cement to build, to construct the building? When politicians and all those big, big men and women, when they needed strong juju medicine, where do they go? They go to remote places to go and squat on one very miserable mat and be collecting these charms. And when we people in the church too, during our deliverance ministrations, you will hear us, we send you out, go to the desert, go to the forest, go to the abyss, and all these places, they are where Christ's name has never been mentioned. And when they network with all those demons that angrily left the city during our deliverance ministration, what do you think will happen to missionaries that are working there? That's why most of the time you will hear some missionaries saying, I'm no longer interested. And people will be saying, oh, they are not serious before. He was never a serious missionary. No. It's because of all this. Look at it. Many people have been victims of kidnapping, murder, ritual killing, and armed robbery. Only God knows how many more will still be victims if we don't take evangelism and mission serious. See the following. Please reduce it, reduce the volume. This is in India. It's too loud. See? look at the way. Somebody should go to that place and tell them. Tell them. Stop it. When look at the way they were kicking Christians, breaking their bones, breaking their legs, all because they were Christians. Every other religion, Christians are the ones that are suffering more than any other ones. And police were there. They could not talk. See this one. This one is what is recorded in Hebrews chapter 11. Some were thrown to the lions. Some were burnt alive. Some were crucified. That's why I said wickedness. The generation of those that killed Jesus, they are still very much around. Look at Christians. Wickedness is increasing every time. Can you see? See blood-stained clothes. They were imprisoned. Can you see? All because they love Christ, they were persecuted. They were oppressed. They were crucified. All because of Christ. They were burnt. All because of Christ. They were fed to the lions. All because of Christ. And they tried to escape, but they could not. They were terrified. Can you see what it means to worship God with fear and trembling? Can you see it? And they were still worshiping God. And some were laughing at them. They never failed to worship God. Look at that small boy. Look at that boy very well. They send lion to their worship center. No one is spared, even an infant. They carried the handed over the baby to the mother. Look at this one. Look at this. Somebody, in order to satisfy his own God, buried two healthy children alive in one day. I said, wickedness is increasing. Wickedness. He's digging the grave for a very healthy boy. That boy will die today. We die any moment from now. The boy that was never sick. And he buried two the same day. Is our God expecting as much as this from us? Only tithe, we are still complaining. Somebody is burying two healthy children alive in one day. Two healthy children. Wickedness is still increasing. If this one is asked to bring a whole year's salary, will it be hard for him? I want answer. If this one is asked to bring a whole year's salary, will it be hard for him? Just to satisfy his God, he's burying two healthy children alive in one day. Okay, let's leave it. Dedicated, committed, and serious Christians are dwindling. Dedicated, committed, heavenly-minded, and serious Christians are going down. They are not increasing anymore. Therefore, those of us who are still committed must do our best before our time runs out. Look at it. This is Johnson Shank. See a man who got his first degree in 2 years and 6 months. See a man who got his master's in 9 months and his PhD in 18 months. Within 5 years altogether, he earned his doctorate in chemistry. A man who finished his Bible from cover to cover 40 times in 193 days. And we are going to the same heaven. Look at it. Ellen Gray, see a woman that never missed Sunday school for 20 solid years. Which means for 1,040 Sundays, this woman has 20 years of perfect Sunday school attendance. And she was never late for one. She was never late for one. And we are going to the same heaven. I think we need to ask ourselves, doesn't she ever go anywhere and get home late on Saturday night and get up tired on Sunday? Doesn't she ever have headache, cold, nervous, Sunday picnic or trouble of any kind? Doesn't she have any friends at all, friends that will invite her for a weekend or trip to the seashore or to the lake? Let's leave this one. Campus missions. When you see anyone that is doing well in ministry today, check, ask questions. You will see that majority of them started from the campus. People like Daddy Wale Oke, people like Baba Oyedepo, and we have so many of them. Pastor Lekan Julius, Olalekan Julius came here, he started from campus. I started from the campus. Pastor Dave Adewi, one of the regular MC whenever we are having national program, started from the campus. All what some of these people started doing when they were on campus is what you see manifesting today. That time it was brother. No matter how old your president is, it's Brother Shola, Brother Femi. Is today you will see a 16-year-old old boy, they will be calling him Papa, Mama. And these brothers, because they are the president, you will now see them. They will be telling sisters, about four sisters, they will be bringing food. And you will now be picking the one. And I've seen someone that was saying, yes, in the Bible, the apostles will sit and they were bringing things to the feet of the apostles. Brethren, let's go back to our campuses. Let's start our missions from that place. Let our lecturers know that we are serious. I can't forget one day when we were in class, in our philosophy class, I was in 100 level that time. And our lecturer was the very first PhD, very first man to have PhD in logic in Africa. He came to the class and he was telling us that he will show us today that there is no God. I look at him. He gave us the first example, the second example, the third example. People were already clapping. They were clapping. They were clapping. I was looking for where to get this man. As a young, vibrant Christian in the school, I was looking for where to catch him. At the end of every lecture, he said, any question, I raise up my hands. I said, sir, there is question. You said there is no God. He said, no, there is no God. I said, fine. But I have a question for you, sir. He said, what is the question? I said, do you know everything? He said, I've never made any of such a claim to have known everything. I said, among the areas of things you don't know, that is where God is. All of them were clapping for me. They were clapping, they were clapping, they were clapping. Some were already pitying me. They said, yeah, you will fail. Oh, you will fail. I didn't fail. God gave me 61 in that course. And I didn't spend extra day in the school. Therefore, let's go back and electrify our campuses. Let's go back. While I was doing my master's, the lecturer who happens to be my supervisor, I said, oh, I never believe I will score this grade. He said, what do you mean? I said, it's just God, though. Ah. He said, what is a miracle? I said, miracle is anything that is beyond human comprehension and ability. He said, okay. Anything beyond human comprehension. I need a miracle, too. All my children are girls. The only boy I have. I got it. I got that boy. I got him. In one of our churches, a whole PhD, who got his PhD in 1976, was wearing white every Sunday. No shoe every Sunday. And I said, sir, you need miracle. He said, I should pray for him. He said, the day they said they must cut the head of that boy, a week to that time, the boy crossed the road and he died. And I say, this is not good. Come and see the way my lecturer was asking me to pray. And I too was saying, we need to rise up, sir. We need to close our eyes, sir. Let's raise our two hands, sir. He was the one in need. He saw something different. And that's why everything I asked him to do, he was willingly doing them. Brethren, do you know that in your department, they can know you as a different person? Do you know in your faculty, they can know you? There was one brother that used to disturb my life. Anytime we were having lecture, we are having combined lecture. And you know, this brother belonged to Kegai Club. Whenever he wanted to beat drum, he can use his chest to be beating drum. And it will be sounding like drum. Anytime I climb the rostrum like this to preach to the students while waiting for the lecturers, some of them will be saying, this is not seminary, this is not Bible college. Your own is too much. The brother will just come. And we say, you want to interpret for me? I say, they understand English. He said, no. Moses was speaking Hebrews, that Aaron was also interpreting to Hebrew. Look at this man. One day he said he was having special number at the middle of my message, just to cause wahala for me. And he did it. Guess what happened? Long after I was leaving the campus, I was invited in one of the provinces. And I saw this brother sitting among the ministers. He was looking at me. In my heart of heart, I was saying, can he be him? Is he his junior brother? He was looking at me. I was also stylishly looking at him. And I said, at one point, when they ushered me to the podium, he said, no protocol today. He jumped and come and meet me there. When he came to the podium to meet me, he embraced me. He said, Brother Joel, we've not seen since that time. I know you will never believe me that you will see me here. I am already here. Brethren, there are some people in your campus that you never believe will make heaven. If you can just give a simple push. I saw this brother. He embraced me. And at the end of the whole thing, he said, Brother Joel, thank God. You know my joy that day? He still met me in Christ. I've not left. You know why I'm saying that? Bible says the first will become the last, and the last will become the first. The proverb that must not click on your life. I'm not saying that people should not come and join us to be Christian, but I will not live for them. Look at it. Campus missions. All those people. Look at people that are winning souls. They are old. Look at Baba Daoza. Look at the altar call. Look at Billy Graham. Look at the altar call. Look at Daddy G. Look at the altar call. Look at it. Look at Baba Kumuyi. Look at the altar call. I won't be able to finish this message. I will stop here. Amen. What do you want to be remembered for here on earth and be rewarded for in heaven? In that your campus where you are now, what do you want them to be remembering you for life in that place? Look at what I put here. Nobody knows the next moment. Look at what I put there. Teach us to number our days. See, you look at yourself inside the mirror. You won't stay fresh forever. Look at that banana. Look at stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. Very soon, we'll be like that. But before you join them like this and be using sticks, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Let's rise up. We may not be able to finish this message. Let's rise up. Go to God and be thanking Him that, God, I thank you today is not the day of judgment. If today is the day of judgment, what will I show? What have I done? And what am I doing now? Go ahead. Thank God, today is not the day of judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. I need people that are ready to surrender and go all out for God. As pastors, as missionaries, as professionals. If you are here, God has touched your heart and you are ready to go for God in the name of Redeemed Christian Church of God to anywhere in the world, raise up your hand. You are ready to go for God to anywhere. Oh yeah, come and meet me here. Come and meet me. Come and meet me. Come and meet me. Come, come, come. Please, let them come. Let them come. Let oh yeah, come. Let them come. Let them come. They are the one I've been looking for. Let them come. Let them come. You are ready to go for God to anywhere in the world. You are ready. I know there is future for this church. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Please. Forget drum. Forget drum. Forget. No instruments. No drum. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm still waiting. I am still waiting. I have been telling God, send me to the nations. Send me to the nations. I am ready to go out for you. I am ready to go out for you. Yes, 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 yes. Please hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. If you are coming, come here quickly. Yes, 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 yes. He's waiting for you here. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? Please. Settle it with God. Settle it with God. Settle it with God. Send me to the nations. Send me to the nations. Yes. If you are coming, please come quickly. Please come quickly. Please come quickly. Please come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. You will tell God, say, my Father, let not my decision of today be a mere emotional decision that will not last. Concretize this decision for me. Concretize this decision for me. This decision must not go and stand against me on the day of judgment. You are not praying. You can pray better than this. You are not praying. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, for now you cannot go. But you feel like supporting as many that are ready to go with your resources. And you are there. Raise up your hand. You know you cannot go. Oh yeah, let's be going to that side. That side. That side. Please, ushers, create way for them to get there. And you want to support with prayers, you can go to that side. And these people, they want to go. We will pray. Tomorrow, we want to discuss missionaries. Today, we have been able to look at the missions. What they call missions. And you too can see clearly that we need to go out. It's paining me. People like Daddy Gio, Baba Kumuyi, all these people that are winning many to Christ, they are already old. And God is looking for people. Young blood like your own. Young blood like your own.
So that when this Baba look back, they will be able to say yes. But with what I have seen today, I know there is future for us. Tell God, let not this decision stand against me on the day of judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me, those of us that want to go. We are not going to the mission field to go and civilize them. Our intention of going to the mission field is to go and evangelize them. Therefore, anyone who is not born again may not be able to do this work well. You will see, when we were reading Matthew 28, Bible says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all those things I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world. You will see that he didn't say anything about the coming back. He just said, go. Therefore, when we are going for God, your coming back depends on God. But you will come back. You that you are looking at me, you will be going and you will be coming back. Lay your hands on your head. Holy God, these are your children. They said you have touched their hearts. And I pray, from here, raise missionaries that will go to Afghanistans. Yeah. The one that will go to Pakistans. Yeah. The one that will go to Indonesia. Yeah. The one that will go to Yemen. Yeah. The one that will go to all those places where the cross of Christ has never been planted. Raise them from this place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We may not be able to take down your name, but what I normally tell people, anything you want to do for God, if it is God that is touching your heart, you don't need follow-up. Any help that is from God doesn't need what? When God provided the ram for Abraham, was he the one pursuing the ram? If you ask a man of 100 years old to be pursuing ram, is it not that ram that will kill him? Therefore, God has called you. All of you that are from the same campus, write your name together, hand over to your president. It is well with you. We will meet tomorrow morning.